The future of your universe starts with family engineering with Praise Forwear. Praise Forwear is a global leader in family life innovation and a premium coach working with high net worth individuals across different continents. Fasten your seatbelts as we make your life better.
Hello family and friends, welcome to Family Engineering with Praise for Forwear. You know, this is your number one family life podcasting all over the world. All we do is we re-engineer your family and give you the best template to live by. I want to appreciate every one of you for your amazing contribution and feedback from the series we just completed. I am so excited that you found it very, very useful and you were able to work it out and make it work for you. You know, it is not what we hear that is most important. What is most important is what we do with what we hear. So I want to say thank you, everyone across the globe, across different continents. It's amazing to know that this is reaching out to places we never thought of. But I'm glad to bring this content your way every week. So do share with your friends and families and let them benefit from this. Today, we start a long series on something that, you know, should interest all of you. I mean, today I'm going to be focusing on men, on what I've titled manners. Common mistakes married men make. Okay, I know some of the men always say, Praise, you're a bit too hard on us. I'm a man and I know the mistakes we make. I have made some of these mistakes and I have to learn from some of these mistakes. One of the things I learned to do is to open the channel for my wife to feed me back consistently and to correct me. You know, there are things you do that you think these are boys' things, but some of those things can be very devastating if care is not taken. Some of us find it too late when we have already totally messed up our family and messed up ourselves and we're looking for change. Some of us are able to discover it very early and we're able to nip it in the bud. Now, mistakes are inevitable. They are part of our growth process. However, there are two ways to live. It's either you learn from others or you become the example others will learn from. You know you don't want to be that person. You either can learn from knowledge or you can learn from pain. It's better to. Now, I have worked with so many families across the globe. And if I look at myself, I would say I'm also imperfect. And like I always say, imperfect people should not expect perfect behavior from others. It's a lesson one of my mentors ran to my hearings many years ago, and it has lived with me. However, if there is something we can do about our imperfection, we can actually make it work and outgrow them. So, I am going to be starting with the first mistake I have observed that married men make today. Are you ready for this? Number one, misunderstanding headship in the home. Now, this is a major factor that you find among African Americans or men of African descent. Now, I have found this among the Asians as well, that we always love to enforce headship in the family. There is nothing wrong with that because, like we always say, that the most important nation on earth is your family, because your family is the production factory of the society. Now, headship in the home is never the richest or the strongest. Headship is often the servant leader who is saddled with the responsibility of creating the right environment where the potential of everyone can find expression. I'm going to take that again. The head of the family is neither the richest or the strongest or the smartest. Is actually the servant leader who is saddled with the responsibility of creating the right environment where the potential of everyone can find expression. And the good book says, he that seeks to be the leader among you let him be the servant of all. Now that is almost like a tall order. I see a lot of men who want to get married, and what they have at the back of their mind is a village chief who is served all the time and who never does anything to serve the family except dropping money. Now that guy feels too big to wash his plate when it's done eating, and this was the food that was served to him by his wife. He feels insulted to pick them up, to mop the house, because in his brain he feels that's a woman's thing. But you know, one of the things I'm most grateful for was the fact that my mother put me in the kitchen, and she made me learn how to fix every meal and how to take care of the home. In other words, I do not want you to marry a cook. I want you to marry a human being you can respect sometimes in the future. You would realize that we have been socialized to believe wrongly. So we think some chores are for women. So it's a woman thing to cook. It's a woman thing to take care of the baby. So you even hear some of our narratives that when you babysit, we say, I'm babysitting for my wife. The question is, whose child? When we cook, say, I'm doing a woman's thing. Meanwhile, every human being eats. Cooking is a means to preparing the food that we eat. So if human beings eat, then human beings should be able to cook. But that is a tall order for many of us. So we think headship is the guy who gives instruction. We think headship is the guy who commands everyone and whose words becomes law that must be obeyed without anyone controverting what he's got to say. We believe that is the guy who never listens to his wife, even when she's got a superior idea that can help the family. We think headship is an overall leader who lead across board, including areas that he has no clue about what to do. Now, you need to look at yourself critically and begin to ask, are you truly the head of your family? Because from our definition, we've established that headship is service. So if headship is service, I want you to pick your pen and attempt to answer the following questions. When was the last time you fixed a meal for your family as the head of that family? Now, if you are able to hire a cook, I don't have a problem with that. As a matter of fact, I think sometimes cooking may be too mundane for busy people to do. And there is nothing wrong if you can honestly hire a chef, but sometimes you actually want to fix the meal. If you're listening to me and you think that's a tall order that is beneath your dignity, you might want to check your leadership capacity again. When was the last time you took responsibilities for doing the dishes or the children's homework? Are you really in touch with what is happening in the life of your children, or you've abdicated the responsibility to your wife? When was the last time you sat at home to babysit while allowing your spouse attend the course that can improve her? When was the last time you truly sacrificed what you ought to have done so that she can really improve herself? When was the last time you truly taught her something new without making her feel you were reading out rules and regulations? When was the last time you were truly all over her the way you were before she finally said yes to your proposal? When was the last time you provided for your family without complaining? In whose names are your properties bought? Do you really trust her, or are there misgivings where she's concerned? Can she truly call you my husband, or you become our husband? Do you still treat her like a queen, or she's become a house help or your flatmate? You see, headship is service, and the cost is high. When the men do not realize that headship is service, we will keep lording it over our women, and that will lead us with a lot of weak or broken women who are very upset. They feel used, they're tired, but they're just coping because of what people would say, or because they do not believe in divorce. You see, headship is sacrifice. A true head loves all the time. True love is a decision that is based on the commitment to consistently add value to someone else without expecting a thank you. It is not about what she's doing to you, It is more about what you have decided to do as the leader of an entire nation. I know this could be very hard, especially if you're married to a woman who's been damaged by the man in her life before you. Because I often say, if you see a dysfunctional woman, at the back of a dysfunctionality is a signature of a man who has dealt with her, either a father or a false boyfriend or someone in her life. But you see, there is no situation that true love can't heal if patience is applied. What makes you the head of the family? Let's get into what we have on the head of a typical human being. You've got the eyes. What means is vision. We say the vision is a mental picture of a preferred future. The question is, can you provide a clear vision for your family? Have you provided the clear direction that everyone knows where the family is headed? And the head, you have the nose. Nose is for sensitivity. Can you become very sensitive to the needs across board? You know what your children need. You know what your wife needs, even when they don't say it to you. On the head, you have the ear. A ear is about how to master how to hear what she's saying and what she's not saying. Can you accurately listen to your children without a sense of argumentative behavior in you? Can you listen to your wife without feeling attacked? Can you listen without feeling the need to say something? Can you be patient enough to listen without fidgeting or fiddling with your phone? You have mouth also in your head. Have you mastered communication, and how do you deploy your mouth to groom her esteem to become a high flyer? Does your word bring out the best in her, or your word bring the worst in her? After all, we say trapped in everyone is a king and a fool, that the one you speak to is the one that responds per time. Can your words nurture that even when you want to correct, how do you say what you want to say? Does she look at you, and when you open your mouth, what she says is hell and not heaven? Then you have a brain in your head. Can you think of what promotes our best interest? These are conversations we need to have, and these are questions you need to answer. Trust me, headship is sacrifice. Headship is service. It's not some guy who remote controls everyone. It's a guy who is willing to serve and bring out the best in his spouse. That is what it is. I think you may need to go back home and apologize to your wife, or maybe ask her, how can I be a better husband to you? Starting from now, be willing to take feedback. You know, our women want to be groomed, and it's our responsibility to do that. Some of us struggle to do it because we did not see our father groom our mother, so we're not totally to blame. But you know what? Evil was learned. Good can be learned. This is something we can learn. So men, let's go and do it better this time around. Now we're in the family week across the globe. Let's go make it better. And let's groom our women. Let's understand that headship is service. Go ahead, serve your family today. This is Family Engineering with Praise for Wowe. I will come your way again next week. Till then, keep loving, keep believing, and remember, I celebrate and I honor you.
Thanks for enjoying Family Engineering with Praise as we re-engineer a world that is fit for all. For more inquiries, kindly visit our website www.praisefulwaredtech.com or send us a mail podcast@iampraisefulware.com or visit our stores www.iampraisefulware.com. You can also call us on +1 817 881 8696, +1 780 246 7955, +447 960 813430, or +234 810 857 1139.